I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The government of the Netherlands is under increased pressure today to change a law that affects transgender people. The measure imposes serious restrictions on people who want to officially register their new gender with the government. The advocacy group Human Rights Watch today issued a report calling on the law to be scrapped. Boris Dietrich used to be a member of the Dutch Parliament. He is now an advocacy director at Human Rights Watch in New York. Dietrich told us the requirements imposed by the current Dutch law.
Transgender people in the Netherlands, when they want to obtain a new identification document, need to undergo sex reassignment surgery and a hormone therapy. And a lot of transgender people in the Netherlands do not want to have surgery because they live in a healthy body and they don't want to be made infertile permanently. So they've asked Human Rights Watch to do research, and now we come with this report to put pressure on the Dutch government to change this law.
The Dutch government, as you well know, used to be part of the government itself, is known for its liberal policies. It was you who initiated the same-sex marriage and adoption bills in the Netherlands. Does the Dutch government, despite the changes that Human Rights Watch is calling for, still lead the way in those areas?
Well, not when we talk about transgender laws, because, for instance, a country like Portugal or the United Kingdom, they've done away with this sex reassignment surgery requirement, and the Netherlands is lagging behind. So we hope that we will wake up the Dutch government and Dutch members of parliament, and that they very soon will change the law.
Just asking you, as someone who used to be a member of parliament, how does it benefit a country to have said that you have to have had surgery or not at least 20 years ago?
Well, the government was afraid that if you wouldn't have been made infertile, you could get children. And so then at that time, same-sex marriage didn't take place in the Netherlands. So you could end up with two men in a relationship with a child. And so the Dutch law said, no, that's impossible. But of course, in 2001, when the same-sex marriage law was introduced, this has changed. And we see also in the perspective of people in society, there is much more attention for transgender issues. Also, the government has promised to change it, starting with a first promise in 2009, but they haven't delivered. And transgender people are really tired of waiting and hearing empty promises. They really want legal action now, and Human Rights Watch supports that ask.
Why is this such an important issue from your perspective, from the human rights perspective?
Well, from the human rights perspective, it's very important that people really have the right of physical integrity and that there is not a government claiming that you need to undergo sex reassignment surgery, and that's a very, very difficult and complicated surgery, simply to hand you a new identification document. Other countries have done away with this requirement, so the Netherlands should follow suit.
All right. Boris Dietrich, Advocacy Director in the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transgender Rights Program at Human Rights Watch. Thanks.
You're very welcome.